This year's a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 14, Mr. Fox and the Deceitful Frogs. When the little boy ran in to see Uncle Remus the night after he'd been told of the awful fate of Brer Wolf, the only response to his greeting was,
"I do, Merker, come, Merker."
No explanation could convey an adequate idea of the intonation and pronunciation which Uncle Remus brought to bear upon this wonderful word. Those who can recall to mind the peculiar gurgling, jerking, liquid sound made by pouring water from a large jug, or the sound produced by throwing several stones in rapid succession into a pond of deep water, may be able to form a very faint idea of the sound, but it cannot be reproduced in print. The little boy was astonished. "What did you say, Uncle Remus?"
"I do, Merker, come, Merker. I do, Merker, come, Merker."
"What's that?"
"That's terrapin talk, that is. Bless your soul, honey," continued the old man, brightening up. "When you get old as me, when you see what I sees and hear what I hears, the creatures that you can't talk with'll be mighty scarce. They will that. Why, there's the old gray rat what uses about you, and time after time he come out when you all done gone to bed, and sets up dar in the corner and dozes, and me and him talks by the hour. And what that old rat done know ain't down in the spelling book. Just now, when you run in and broke me up, I was fetching into my mind what Brer Terrapin say to Brer Fox when he turn him loose in the branch."
"What did he say, Uncle Remus?"
"That what he said. I do, Merker, come, Merker."
Brer Terrapin was at the bottom of the pond, and he talked back, he did, in bubbles.
"I do, Merker, come, Merker."
Brer Fox, he ain't saying nothing. But Brer Bullfrog, sitting on the bank, he hear Brer Terrapin, he did, and he holler back,
"Jug-a-rum-cum-dum! Jug-a-rum-cum-dum!"
Then Brer Frog holler out,
"Knee-deep! Knee-deep!"
Then old Brer Bullfrog, he holler back,
"Don't you believe him! Don't you believe him!"
Then the bubbles come up from Brer Terrapin,
"I do, Merker, come, Merker."
Then Brer Frog sing out,
"Waitin', waitin'."
Then old Brer Bullfrog talk through his hostness,
"Dar you'll find your brother, dar you'll find your brother."
Sure enough, Brer Fox look over the bank, he did, and there was another fox looking at him out of the water. Then he reach out for to shake hands, and in he went, heels over head, and Brer Terrapin bubble out,
"I do, Merker, come, Merker."
"Was the fox drowned, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy.
"He weren't exactly drowned, honey," replied the old man with an air of cautious reserve.
"He did manage fur to scramble out, but a little more and the mud turkle would have got him, and then he'd have been made hash a world without end." End of chapter.